Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Matt's Woo! Looking a little rusty lately.
I'm fried. I am fried from the sun.
But like you look like you've been in Miami for like 5 months. On the beach every day.
The desert.
No breaks.
That's what I meant.
Or the desert.
I was in the sun. Yeah. I was in the sun. Dude, I'm sunburned.
You don't look sunburned.
I've been 3 days in the sun golfing.
I think he has poisoning.
I think I'm skin poisoned.
He's like getting sick from it.
You want to compare?
And contrast?
Yeah, compare sunburns.
You want to see what I got, man?
Oh! Whoa! Matt!
Jeez.
You're red like a lobster.
Freaking lobster.
You should see my legs.
Well, let's see it.
You should see the other guy.
You want to see my legs?
Yeah.
No. Mariah, can I de-pants?
Yeah.
Can I de-pants, Mariah?
De-pants.
Okay.
That's your new rap name?
See that
cock.
De-pants.
Blur it where needed. Okay.
Let's see that red monkey dick.
Take it off.
Oh my God.
Take it off.
Whoa!
I can see them reflecting.
Just irresponsible.
It's like a stop sign.
Wait, do you not know what sunscreen is? Hey, do you know what SPF 80 is?
I do know what sunscreen is. I bought SPF 30 and I reapplied multiple times. Just not enough.
Baby, I roll on with SPF 80 and 80 proof.
Check your fly.
Alcohol, baby.
It's buttons.
Oh, he got buttons today. There we go.
I took your word.
I feel you.
You know why old people look really, really, like just the old people that are really, really wrinkly? It's because they don't wear sunscreen every day. That's how you stay young.
Yeah, true.
I don't think anybody 80 years old wearing sunscreen every day is going to look
Sunscreen helps. I think the sun hitting your skin every day, that does
moisturize. Any moisturizer helps.
Or it's like leather. You gotta condition it.
Exactly.
Condition it.
Or just stay out of the sun.
Yeah.
Completely. Nah. I met a woman who was like 65, had the skin of a 30-year-old, and I asked her, How is your skin this great?
Sunscreen.
She goes, you know when you went to the pool and you saw that girl with the black umbrella that just was reading books and stayed out of the sun? She goes, that was me.
Oh, stayed out of the sun
the entire time. Her skin's
sun makes you older, man.
Did you meet her indoors?
No, we were actually on a boat.
Wow, outside.
So you met her outdoors.
We were laying out on the beach.
How about that?
In a tanning bed.
So sending those UV rays, the tanning booths are not good, right?
Unless you have psoriasis.
It's not the best.
What's worse, sun or that?
Okay. Can I say something real quick? I don't understand why somebody would go to a tanning booth rather than going outside and getting real sun.
Because it's quicker.
Less time.
And
it's quicker?
Yeah,
for
you
people,
get those immediate lights
in there
right
for like,
on you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you get an even tan. Like me, I go specifically because it gets rid of the pimples on my body. The sun doesn't do that.
It does help with that.
Yeah.
Huh.
It toughens up your
body. I don't know why.
The doctor told me, my dermatologist said, a tanning bed will help you.
Well, they have the UV masks too for acne. Like the people with like the helmets.
That's UV stuff?
Yeah.
Remember the helmet that I wore after the hair plug? Or it was before the hair plug, but like
the little black light, little.
Yeah, like those UV rays, it is dangerous, but like it also helps in certain ways.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, very bizarre. Wearing the helmets. They're so cute.
Oh, the cones.
They're so cute.
What cones?
It's a big.
Sometimes babies wear a little helmet.
Yeah. I know. I see that
sometimes.
Their
brain has kind of these different plates in your skull.
Yeah.
And like sometimes it doesn't grow as.
Or like they sleep on one side, so it's kind of like squishes.
Yeah.
So they just have to form it until they're like maybe one.
That's so cute.
But I think it's become way more
popular.
I would say popular, but they're more aware of that medical condition where they have to wear the helmets. Just help their...
Their kids will thank them.
I feel like the back of my head is flat as fuck.
Mommy, daddy didn't pick you up enough.
They did not roll me over.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have tummy time.
Like, yeah, like the...
Do you feel, no, like, tummy do you feel like your head is being shaped by your hat now? Because I feel like it is for me.
That's no, scary. It's just denting my hair and my skin. Like, I like if I take it off, like... There was a ring.
Yeah, I no, still I know had that, hair but when I like even after I wash it.
Yeah, I'll take a shower hair, and like, it's still got the. Used
if to you were to shave my head bald, I feel like you would see an indent just all around my head from where probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Let's it
see.
Like when gamers like get the? Is that
from having the headphones?
Is
on?
Is that yeah. real?
I saw no like way. I saw a picture of it.
Gamers get a dent from having their
I
headphones.
I saw one picture of it, but I don't know if that's like common.
Like even after the showering, phone,
next time we see
like a dent in their head.
You ever seen people like you know how you hold your phone with like your pinky underneath and you get that dent right here?
Yes, oh, I heard yeah, oh yeah, I know that. Too.
Yeah, that's I definitely have real it. Compared to this one. To this, yeah. One.
Heath used to have fucking oh, yeah. cigarette dents in his fingers, and they're brown.
They're okay, not,
and they smell.
Heath used to have cigarette hands.
Cigarette hands.
I remember that shit, dude. It literally used to be like a little end. That, right
them holes were burnt.
Yeah, but you'd know where to put it every time. Like yeah. it was like a magnet. Like
it
you,
looks like
you
took
no, our fingers would go yellow. Like yes. the tips of ours after uh-huh. we used to smoke. If you look at old vlogs, people would be like, "Why is Matt fingers?"
What is he
it's
doing?
It's pretty fucking gross.
Disgusting.
Bitch, disgusting.
I can't believe how much cigarettes we used to smoke. Like it's
yeah. no one was juuling. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
They weren't around.
I gotta make a shirt. That
I
says
can't
that.
Believe. How much, though, people used to smoke cigarettes out here compared to now.
Yeah, and it was allowed inside, too, so people were just smoking all the fucking time. Inside, everywhere.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. And on airplanes.
I just wish I could go back in time to see people smoking cigarettes on an airplane. That's all I want to see.
I just don't understand how that's, like,
like, imagine safe. It falling down into a seat and then the seat catches. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, or on the rug.
People drink on airplanes all the time. They get hammered on planes. And
the
people,
air's, it's filtered.
No, I know, but like, you know how many people probably went like with a cigarette in their mouth after drinking on a
yeah.
flight?
I doubt a one cigarette would cause the whole plane to go.
No,
on
but
fire.
I just want, I want to like, I want to see it. Just
well,
like,
I saw it one time. Well, we talked about this on a past episode.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think she was a time Jeff, traveler.
Me, Jeff, Todd. We're coming from Miami, and a woman was smoking a cigarette on the plane.
It was pretty insane. She was, like, barred out, though, right?
Yes.
Also, maybe she hasn't flown since the 70s.
But she was young. Didn't she say she was, like, 25?
She was, like, all right.
Shit. Man, I miss flying.
But wow. She sounded like that. Maybe she is a time traveler.
I think she forgot where she was. She was so parted.
I want to forget where I am. That'd be nice, huh?
I forget where I am when I'm driving. That's pretty bad.
Oh, do you have, like...
I forget that I'm driving, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's
like,
not
I'm
good,
like,
Mariah.
I made it this far. Oh, Mariah, no, that's not good.
I don't remember turning.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right, well, let's jump right into it, baby.
Yeah, you want to jump? Yeah, you want to jump?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go. 1 second.
A one, a two, two a one, two, two three, four. It's coffee time, baby.
Oh, that was bad. That was bad.
That wasn't it.
Wow. My stomach, that didn't feel
that was a little
good.
Workout right there.
Getting old, man.
It's all right, dude. It happens to
Fuck.
All of us.
My cousin saw Todd walk up earlier, and she said she thought it was Zane.
Really?
Are you serious?
How's that make
That's
you
the
feel?
Biggest compliment I've ever had. Wow.
Is it from is the that? Side?
Well, for Todd?
Yeah, I mean, Todd's a good-looking guy.
You know what I mean? It would be the a compliment to hear, like, I saw Zane, and I thought it was Todd.
Three nights ago, somebody thought I was Jeff.
Oh, okay.
That was a different one. Don't laugh. It happened.
Oh,
you know
no,
it
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, I saw with my own eyes. I know. That was pretty crazy.
So what happened?
They said, I've been watching the documentary. It's really good. I was like.
Wait, what?
I literally didn't have it in me to be like, what are you talking? Like, that's not me. I was just like, oh, thanks so much.
You see, I didn't catch that. I caught it as like, your guys' doc. I just didn't think she really understood. That's what I thought it was.
So it really, she knew it was Heath.
No.
Heath's like,
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
I went through my DMs the next day and I saw, hey, sorry, I thought you were Jeff. I just like got confused in the moment.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Bitch, I had a confidence boost.
I think we're both.
Come on now.
I think we're both like good looking.
We're doing
I don't know. Baby, all that.
You're finally glowing up.
We're doing our thing. Well, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Very
I'm Heath.
Good. I'm Zane.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
Come on, guys.
There we go.
It's episode 47.
I keep thinking you're introducing us, and then there's this weird pause.
It's different every time.
We're going to let you guys take the reins. For now on, you guys got it.
But yeah. I also think ladies should go first, too. So
I disagree with that.
Well, all right.
Who gives a
That's
shit?
A strong feminism right there.
I'm already nervous because I feel like I depants myself already. I'm trying to sit here and be like, everything's fine. And then I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah, the first 2 minutes, you kind of lost yourself there, huh?
Lost your marbles, huh?
It's okay.
Yeah.
You got OnlyFans in your future.
Yeah.
You think so?
You never know.
Only tans.
Bubba, so good.
Boom, 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 boom.
That was good.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
I'm going to start giving you a little, because you don't get enough recognition when you make little jokes like that.
And it's tough.
I mean, a two-year-old can make those jokes, but yeah, hey, you need a little bit of recognition sometimes.
Mariah, you do make funny jokes, and I'm so sorry sometimes I do not catch them because I'm
not
looking
fault.
At you. And when I rewatch the episode, I'm like, that was so funny what she said. But
it's
like,
not your fault. I say it when people are talking. Like, yeah. I don't wait for a pause. Say it, and then I'm just like, nah,
we need to like next time we move again, whenever we move this out, we need to figure out exactly what's the best way we can set this shit up.
I think we need to be looking busy.
Let's all raise our hand when we have something to say.
I agree with you. Sue. That's a good.
Yeah,
I kind of like when
I
you guys were
like
up.
Rosie O'Donnell's.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Just a bunch of slinkies.
I thought you guys up at a table, like looking like you were working. I thought I didn't like it, but now that we've done season two, I'm like, damn, maybe I kind of do like that.
Yeah.
Like a desk.
Yeah, you guys are too
I don't
chill.
Know. You guys are terrible. You guys should be working. Always
too
working.
Chill.
We're too relaxed. Yeah, terrible.
You guys are
too
chill.
Yeah, you're
terrible.
Horrible.
Get out of here.
Get him out of here.
So for anybody new watching, doesn't know about it, we got a Cremota coffee line that we launched. If you haven't seen it, go to Cremota.com.
We just launched.
And we've got Tahitian vanilla, cinnamon French toast, decaf, house blend. They're all in K-cups and in the bag, so make sure to try it out.
At Cremota.com.
Baby, it's the best coffee you'll ever have.
We also have an unfiltered highlights channel where we post the best stuff, the funniest stories from literally episode one all the way till now.
Highlights,
all exactly.
All the good stuff. All the stuff that you've loved or you haven't even known that you've
All the
seen.
Stuff you don't want to dig for in
yeah.
the other podcast.
We post like 3 times a day, every day on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/unfiltered highlights. Make sure to subscribe to that.
I looked TikTok back at, unfiltered.
I Ooh. Like forgot about the highlights channel. I went back and I saw the clip of the time I dared my cousins to touch a live alligator.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god!
And I sent it to my cousins, and they all just like died and enjoyed it. It was so great because it was just that clip.
There,
so
yeah.
I didn't
yeah,
have to like
funny.
Send them the full episode.
Go to
and
this
be like,
time
Did
stand,
you see
right.
this? Yeah. So it was perfect. So nice. I love the highlights channel.
Yeah, it's been fun like just seeing past episodes, like stories that like I forgot we even talked
forgot.
About.
I
yeah.
forgot about everything. I forgot about
we
last week.
We are funny people.
We still got.
We've been through a lot.
Uh huh.
Do you
just
think we're getting
those.
Funnier? Or we're pretty burnt out.
I think we're getting funnier.
I think we're getting
or
a little bit more polished. Because I watched
yes.
an old episode and
they're
I was
bad.
Like, get to the story,
oh,
they're
man. They're so embarrassing. They're bad.
But then there's some episodes, like I think around like 30, 40, we were just so excited because I think there's so much happening in our lives.
Yeah,
where it was
that's
like,
true. It was different. It was a different
and,
time.
And we never saw you guys either.
There was some highs. Yeah.
Yeah, we never saw you guys. So we'd see you guys like once a week because you lived in Porter Ranch.
Does
so
that
like,
give us permission to move away to make the episodes
better? Not move away.
No,
again.
Don't move away. This is just something that I've noticed like as we're watching all the right. episodes. Like, there are phases. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like starting from the first to now.
How are we doing?
Comment yeah, how are we doing, guys? Tell us in the comments.
Scale 1 to 10.
Please say we're polished and funny.
We had Noah Beck on last week. That was
he's a great
fun.
Kid. Yeah.
He is such a sweet fucking kid.
Yeah, he's a it's... really good kid. And he's very smart.
Yeah.
He literally stayed afterwards and talked with us longer than we did the podcast.
Yeah. I know. I was so surprised. I'm like, doesn't he have somewhere he's got to be? And he hung out with us like.
Sweetest
yeah.
kid.
He has such a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
he's just.
Super smart.
He comes yeah. from a good family. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's just
he was
how
raised
he was
really
raised.
Well.
Yeah.
You could tell.
Not to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, oh,
he's doing his
we
thing.
Were learning from him.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like,
yeah.
He knew more than us in this
oh,
industry.
Yeah. Smart
we were just
kid.
Like,
he's,
what?
Yeah. He's
like,
running shit right in his
I'm
yeah.
buying a
world.
Nissan.
we have not been running shit right. That's for fucking sure.
I'm on Car Gurus looking at Maxima. Oh, speaking of cars, dude, check this out. So we went to Beverly Hills Hotel the other night.
Ooh,
casual.
Fancy
you
joint.
Know, it was an occasion.
Say it with your chest.
Food is way it too fucking expensive.
It was actually my
it's
first time
crazy.
Ever being there.
Great spot.
Yeah, it was literally my first time. It's so cool. Like, you always see it and you're like, oh, that's vintage. Like, mm-hmm. it's probably nothing. Like, no, it is really nice.
I snuck in there once.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see the hype in it. I'm gonna be completely honest.
I think it's cool. Really, I think it's nice. like a staple piece.
It's like retro and like fun.
I think they can update it in a more retro way. You know what I mean? Like update it a little bit.
It's iconic. Yeah, it's iconic. They got to keep it like
that. They were millennial pink before millennial pink was a thing.
Whatever right. that is.
So we pulled up and I took my Porsche 911 Turbo S.
Very good.
Beautiful car.
Thank you very much. And I pull up and I'm pulling into the valet and this other gentleman's walking out and he's getting his car. So like I pulled in, they pulled his car up so he could leave. And as I'm getting out, he turns and looks at me and he's like, "Whoa, I really like your car. That's nice." I was like, "Oh, thank you so much." And he was in a Porsche Cayenne. And I was like, "Oh, it's nice. Thank you. Appreciate it. Whatever." And then we started talking for a second. He's like, "Where did you get these wheels?" He's like, "I've never seen these. Where did you get these?" And I was like, "They're actually one of one. It's a company called Vossen that were custom made for the owner of Champion Porsche." And we were just like talking about it. He's like, those are super sick. And we're just like talking having about cars, whatever, chopping it up. And then he's like, "Wow, that's incredible. Like, I love them." And he's like, "I'll have to like look them up, whatever." And then he gets in his car, he leaves. And then I start walking in and the other valet guy comes up to me. He's like, "Wow, holy shit." I was like, "What's up?" He's like, "Not every day Jerry Seinfeld tells you."
Shut up! I knew it! I knew it this whole time.
Wait,
because
really?
Jerry Seinfeld has a huge Porsche collection. And I'm like, right. out of any big celebrity to stop
you. He's the one that you want to compliment your car.
I've known
yes.
that since I was like a kid. Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld loves his Porsches.
That's also Jay Leno saying that.
How did you not
that?
Know?
Dude, yeah, I know. Not, like, he literally that. Said that. And he was like, "Jerry Seinfeld just complimented your car. Like not every day for that." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" He was like, "That was Seinfeld." And I was like, "No fucking way." He's like, "I swear to God, like that was him." And like he had a mask on as he was like walking up. So like I couldn't see his face, but like you would expect to hear like his voice and be like,
"Hey, no, nice boy."
You'll be surprised. No, people in masks, it's really hard to tell.
I saw Adam Scott at the Walgreens though. I walked in.
Oh, me too. I see him all the time.
I walked in and he had his mask on, but he was checking out. He was buying some cigarettes. Ooh. Can I say
hey.
It?
Hey. Can I say it?
He was buying some cigarettes and he was like, "Yeah, can I get these American Spirits?" And I was like, and I just saw him and I saw his like brown deep eyes just like with
you
his can, hat on.
He you can tell who he is. But you could put a whole fucking mask
sorry,
on.
Sorry, Adam Scott,
tell.
But
yeah, he goes there all the time. I've seen him there like a few times.
Yeah. So, yeah. But no, I saw him, but like that's somebody who was wearing a mask that I could like see.
I always wonder
eyes.
Like how people like recognize us with a mask on.
I wonder that too all the time.
You know why? I think
if
our
you're
hats,
together,
it's
the
hat.
Yeah.
The hats give it
and
away.
And also if you're together, they'll put the pieces right, together. Right. I feel like if you're by yourself, it's least likely.
Our body shapes.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
Just
Zane has our these shapes. Love handles that kind of pop out of his shirt.
And Matt has these skinny ass daddy long legs just walking around.
That's yeah, no, so it's, cool that you... Oh.
That is insane.
I know, I was freaking out. Like, I wish I could go back and like know that it was him when I was talking to him.
He's on my podcast set. Like...
Seinfeld?
One of the framed photos is Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld before they had like any money.
So you're a big
so
fan.
Cool. Oh, wow.
Mike is a bigger fan, but I respect them as
I'll tell him. I'll
gods.
Tell him you said hi.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, we'll tell him. I was there. I wasn't there, but I was there. I'll tell him too.
That's wild. Speaking of cars, I went and had Korean barbecue with a few friends who came in from out of town. And we were driving down, you know, near Universal, about to turn in to go home. And we're at a stoplight. And this car's in front of us, and it goes green, and the car's not moving. We're like, this car isn't moving at all.
Oh,
so
no.
So it's just us. No other cars are around at the intersection, and we're honking. Nothing. And then immediately my heart sinks, and I'm like, this
he's
person's dead.
Dead.
Oh, it's God. A heart attack. We pull up, and this dude is just
knocked
out. Sleeping?
Oh, fuck.
Did you knock
he
on the window?
He could have been stoned, drunk. Yeah, my friend got out of the car and just, like, pounded on the window. It was like, "Yo, man, you're sleeping. You're driving right now." Like, but I was so nervous because I'm like, what do you do? What if we, like, tell him, "Hey, wake up." And he's like, "Oh,
right."
Yeah. And just runs into a wall
like,
or another
how do you,
car.
How do you wake
I don't know. I mean... Or I don't know what I would have done.
I'd probably just
like,
honked.
I would have just tapped
we,
him.
We, I mean, we were
oh, really?
Honking behind him, and that right. didn't do anything. I didn't want to put him in a situation where that he, you know, a cop right. would arrest yeah. him. But hopefully, he went home safely exactly. and pulled over.
Well,
to where
of course, I wouldn't. Like, I would feel bad.
It happened so fast.
Yeah,
like, wonder, but it was yeah. wild. I even have a video of it. If you want to roll it,
oh,
we're gonna play it right here.
What was that story about your cousin?
Oh, the car.
Yeah.
So. She was telling me a few weeks ago, she was in Manhattan and she was driving to a party on Staten Island and she was following her friend. They were like, oh, just follow us to the party.
Yeah.
So she was driving and following her friend. She didn't realize she ended up losing them. So she started following the same car, but it wasn't, she didn't realize it wasn't them. She's following this car for like, the drive is pretty far. It's probably like a 20, 30 minute drive, like really long drive. So she's following this other car. She thinks it's her friend.
In Staten Island?
Oh my,
that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was following them. They pull up to a house and my cousin didn't recognize the house. And she was like, this is not where we're. She was like, oh, maybe they're making a pit stop, whatever. So she pulls over with them. This is like a 30 minute drive later.
Fuck.
Pulls over with them. These two girls get out of the car in front of them and they run inside the house. They thought like she was like following them. Then
well, she was.
Big juice head comes out of the house with a baseball bat
and
says,
shit.
Why are you fucking following them? And smashes her.
Oh, no! My God.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't give her time to just smashes her mirror, like her side mirror. So it's just like hanging off. And then he saw that he looked at her and he just saw it was like a young girl. And he was like, he just looked at her like confused, like, huh? And then like ran back inside.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
You know what's crazy? That like, you can't, there's nothing you can do about it. She can't like report to the police because she was actually following them.
She was following them, right. She thought it was her friends. It wasn't. She was following them for 30 minutes. We're going to this party. Pull up to a different house.
That's literally nothing. Nobody can do anything about it. Like, she can't go, like, no. The police would be like, well, what do you want us to do about it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, does insurance cover oopsies?
Like, yeah, like accidentally following somebody else.
That's
pretty
scary,
insane.
Though.
Yeah.
Oh, Heath, can we? Should we tell him what we want to do?
What are
our plans?
Do?
Our plans for with more episodes.
What?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, can we talk
tell
about it?
Tell us.
I'll tell you guys too.
Mariah's like, let me know because I gotta edit this shit. What are we? More episodes.
We did the high episode a couple episodes ago, and you guys loved it so much, and we had so much fun, but. You know, we can't do high episodes every week. That's just not going to like work. We, you know, we can't just be high every just. So Heath and I were talking. We want to do like a drunk slash high episode, like maybe twice a month, like extra episodes like that are not part of the four episodes that we post monthly.
Something on the side just to like put out more stuff that you guys enjoy.
And we want to figure out like a channel or somewhere we could put this instead of making like a new channel.
Oh, you're into a Patreon?
Something like that. We're not sure
yet.
That
would be great.
We could do something like that. Something
to just put out like more content. I feel like it'd be fun.
I feel like a Patreon would be great for you guys.
Especially because like you could like put whatever you want on that. Yeah. Like you don't have to worry about like.
I like how you can like post whatever you want on there and you don't have to worry about it like being leaked to the internet. Because I think those services like OnlyFans, they have a whole team where they track down any video that goes up that's not on that that's supposed to be on that platform nowhere else.
Oh.
They immediately delete it. And I know. And I think it'd be fun to just be able to really just talk about whatever the fuck we want and like smoke on camera or like do whatever we want.
Yeah.
And not feel like that we're like in a studio, like we feel like we like can't.
That'd be great. I mean, if the people are interested in
let us know if that's something you guys would want to see. Like, I think Heath and I want to do it. I think it would be a lot of fun. Just somewhere where we don't feel like nervous to do anything because, like, it's public, you know, we're posting publicly, like, everybody, all I see. And,
you're
you know,
in a safe space.
Safe space, exactly. And it's like a place where just our dedicated people that love us and support us so much. And it's hard to like filter throughout, especially in the comments. Like, we don't know where you guys are. So it'd be like nice to just all of us be in one space and like we can like talk every day
where
and have
we can
a chat.
Open up and get. Booked up.
Yeah. And a place where we can have like discounts for coffee, discounts for merch, just like a ton of fun stuff and like giveaways, literally whatever we want. And it's like catered down to the people that are on this service.
Be cool.
Yeah. We'll let you guys know probably in like a week or two.
Also, let us know. You just hit us with it the day of.
No, I think we're thinking about Heath and I doing it. Just us.
Oh, perfect.
So we're not going to be in the band.
You guys can, like, whenever you guys want to hop in. Whenever you guys
want
to hop
in,
you can.
Can I be the band's stylist instead?
Of course you can, fancy pants.
You want to do our makeup and hair?
Before
There we go.
I style part you guys. Somewhere. You just go all out.
Can I be a groupie?
You can if you want.
They're sluts. Sleep with the band. What a good movie.
I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
Different movie, but
same
similar.
I wasn't quoting that movie. I just, whatever you did reminded me of that lady.
What
so.
Movie is that from?
This one?
Yeah, that you just quoted.
Legally,
I don't. Oh, Legally Blonde, yeah. I've never seen that movie. I just know that line.
I saw it on Netflix, Legally Blonde. Like, I just saw the title, and I can't stop thinking about the high episode where you said Legally Blonde. I didn't put that together
that
either.
She's
oh,
in law school. Okay, oh I thought I was, like I was being stupid.
And the Whataburger.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, you guys were, like, making fun of each other for not realizing it, and I was like, whole, the Legally Blonde thing blew my mind. I love that
Some
movie.
Some people in the TikTok comments really thought, like, I got it wrong. Like, I was playing along with you, letting you know it's Whataburger.
Yeah.
Some people were like, isn't Matt from Texas? Like, doesn't
oh,
he
I
know
that? Oh,
I
saw a couple of those comments.
Like,
yeah.
What are you talking about? I do know Whataburger. Yeah. I know it's Whataburger.
But like, people call it Whataburger out in Texas.
Like, the way water? It rolls out of your mouth, it can sound like
yeah, but people, like, just say, I think, as just, like, a whatever. Just like, yeah, let's go to Whataburger.
Whataburger.
That's fucking crazy. I can't believe it's that. What else? I want to learn. I want to learn every day. Every episode, I'd like to learn something.
I miss burgers.
I miss weed. I'm going to try to get it medicated, Mariah.
Yeah?
It's
yeah,
you've legal out me. Here. You can just literally yeah. go get it.
I said I want to try to get it medicated.
But I'm saying he should go to a doctor so he could tell them exactly how much he should take.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll like hit differently if he takes a little bit. Different. I don't know how it works.
Two joints.
Heath,
dude, I don't
I'm being
know.
Responsible, okay? That's me being...
A how about,
citizen
how about
of the
try
United
a
States
little
of America.
Bit and see?
I remember when we first moved out to LA, it was legalized medicinally, but you
but
had to go.
It was literally
go...
the easiest thing you could ever get.
Yes, but the worst thing is you had to go and see this like physician in oh, like some yeah. sketchy like
I literally...
place on like La Brea, and him,
yes!
being, and him being like, "So why do you need this?" You're like, "Oh, I got back pain. It's hard
have...
for me to sleep at night.
I said I have insomnia."
Yeah.
All right, cool. Here you
remember
go.
Remember how weird it was? They would have like a bodyguard or security and police out. And
what
then like
the
you
hell?
Go into this room and you got to wait. Like you like not a ton of people can be there at the same time. It was like just
they still
structured.
Have, they still have security.
Oh, it's still like that?
Security
I haven't
guards
been in a weird
are,
place in like
oh,
2 years.
Security guards
oh, okay.
outside the dispensaries all the time.
Oh.
Is that Cookie's Place on Melrose?
I was just
what
thinking
the
about
hell
that. I got
that?
So disappointed.
Is it a shoe store or is it
I
oh,
thought
a
it
front.
Was a dessert spot that was just popping.
Yeah,
I was
like,
there's no way all these
it looks like they sell ice cream sandwiches and boba. Yeah.
I thought it was called ice cream, not cookies.
Cookies.
It's cookies.
Cookies.
I see ice.
It looks the same.
Oh, they made a store called ice cream too. It's
so
weird.
Is it a front? Like, why does it look
no,
like they,
it's
really just weed?
Yeah, it's
people,
just weed.
Make
the
a lot
line
of
they have
out
merch.
The...
They do have merch that's also very popular.
I gotta go pick up my cookies. Like, it just sounds better.
Oh yeah.
Do people do you go, still? Is it like a
I'm
cookie store
bakery.
Where you go and grab the kush? Like when
you get
and the, they weigh it at the end.
Mariah
like,
has an idea.
A weed dispensary, but it's like a bakery because you're baked.
I think
for that reason I'm out. With
right,
the lack
they
of originality.
Right,
of that,
they have
Mariah.
To have that already.
It's unoriginal.
It's like all over
you don't
Amsterdam.
Smoke weed.
Amsterdam
you don't think
those,
someone's ever
shit.
Hit a joint and goes, I'm baked. I'm gonna have a dispensary.
That's
about
a bakery.
Being
no, that looks like a bakery, I said. Like, you go up to the glass and you can shop for, like, what?
That's how every dispensary
oh,
is.
I've never been inside one. Oh, my God.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
No,
you go up out. And there's, like, a menu.
Wait, hold on. Let me
can,
cut
like,
to this.
Look at, you can look at the type of weed and, like, choose what you want.
Thank you. Mr. Weed said I'm onto something.
Johnny Cupcakes? Do you know that brand? Yes, I love Johnny
What's
Cupcakes.
That?
It's a New England brand where basically you go to the store and it looks like a cupcake store, but really it's all closed. You can't get cupcakes.
It's a cupcake with the skull what? And crossbones. It's like a, instead
oh.
of the skull, it's the crossbones. Okay. He usually you would have a booth at Playlist Live and stuff. Johnny Cupcakes.
Huh.
It's really cool, but it's like
I love deceiving stores.
Guys, Shark okay. Tank, hear me out.
Okay.
Weed and gummies.
That's
what?
Scott's ICBD.
Aren't they edibles?
That's edibles.
I was just trying to pull a Mariah.
For that reason, I'm out. Did I tell you about that one time I met Mark Cuban?
Did you really?
Where?
We were at this like party. It was kind of with like influencers and tech developers and venture capitalists and stuff. Small rooftop party.
Our world.
Probably like 30 to 50 people at it. And Mark Cuban's there. And he's trying to talk to influencers. And he's pitching me. And I walk up where he kind of gets me and like two or three people talking. About this app called Cyberdust. And it's basically this app that is kind of encrypted text messaging. The text messages are there and they disappear, similar to Snapchat.
Right,
but
right.
you can trust the system that everything you're texting is completely vanished and gone.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, cool. Why can't any other messaging app
do that?
Do this? And he's like, well, no other messaging apps are out there right now that are doing this. And I was like, okay, cool.
They're just going to take the idea as soon as it's out.
Well, yeah, and I, that's like where I was like, this seems like a interesting idea, but I think you should be selling just this service of encryption to other popular messaging services.
Exactly.
Not this singular app of messaging called CyberDust. And then the next question I had, it's called CyberDust. It already sounds like you're up to no good with this messaging service. Yeah. And I go, don't you have kids? How would you feel like if your kids were on CyberDust?
Can I get CyberDust?
And Mark Cuban looked at me dead in the face and was like, listen, dude, I know my kids and I trust my kids.
This was your first interaction with Mark Cuban?
Yeah. And I was like,
I'm surprised you said that.
He's hard to piss off.
Well, it was hilarious because it was like Mark Cuban pitching me on something.
Got it. Okay. So he's pitching
me.
So you have
every reason, I'm out.
Like, oh, if you hit him with that.
But the thing is, Shark Tank wasn't big back then. So like, I wish I did. But look where CyberDust is now.
All the sharks are on TikTok and they get it.
Do you know what the most poppin' idea on Shark Tank was that made the most money?
Scrub Daddy.
Yeah, it's a fucking sponge.
What is that?
Crazy.
It's a circle sponge with a smiley face.
That's it.
It's in every store.
It has the holes and then the mouth.
Yeah,
and
I've seen it before.
It's brilliant.
Is it special?
It's a very practical sponge, but it's like such a silly thing to be the biggest thing that ever happened to Shark Tank. But it's not like it's nice. It's practical.
I'm not surprised with it at all.
So, it's one of those things that everybody can afford.
But people just like, go to the store and just like, I'm going to grab a pack of smiley face sponges instead of
the scrub. I've seen them so many times.
I've definitely seen them, but I would never go grab the smiley face sponges. I'm going to grab sponges.
The smile is like the slit for like a spoon.
And they're more durable. They're going to last longer than a regular sponge. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
No, they're super tough and great. Yeah.
Barbara, she made a TikTok. You know that TikTok trend where they put like the clown makeup on? It's like to like embarrass themselves. She was like, when I turned down, was the ring on the ring?
Yeah. It was Scrub Daddy. Oh,
the ring was on Shark Tank.
Yeah, she was like, when I turned down a deal with like the ring or something like that, and now like they're like the biggest thing in the world, and she put the clown makeup on. I was like,
they turned down ring?
How crazy is
that? That is pretty fucking nuts.
Do you ever feel like though they're just like, I've invested too much? Like I don't want to invest anything today.
I don't think so. I feel like money's just flowing in.
Fucking money.
Imagine being a billionaire. And you could just like throw, I like that. Here's $1 million.
Tax write off.
It is.
But then if it does well,
then you make more money.
Yeah. And the chances of it doing well are pretty high if you're on the team.
Crazy.
Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they keep up for everything or if they like forget, I'm invested in that.
Hey, Sharks, we're looking for an investment in Kremota Coffee.
I'm looking for about 30% stake.
Mariah's like, what about a weed pitch show and it's called Shark Dank? And people come up and pitch. Really cool herb. I'm kidding.
That's good.
I like that. That was great.
I threw a frisbee in Mark Cuban's backyard one time.
Where does he live?
He has a house. And I was at a friend's house whose backyard backed up to Mark Cuban's, and we were throwing the frisbee, and we were like, "What if we threw the frisbee into Mark Cuban's backyard?" And then we got to go over to Mark Cuban's house and be like, "Sorry, we threw a frisbee in your backyard."
Or you write your idea, your invention idea, on a frisbee.
Hear me out. He'd be like, well, already his neighbor's like a freaking millionaire. They're just like, throw it back.
It's the frisbee that delivers messages, huh? Just put tape.
Your invention was that Zoo Pal plate, you know?
What?
Flip Zoo it over. Pals, da 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 da.
What?
Zoo Pals.
Throw that over.
Zoo Pals make eating fun.
What's hold on? What is that?
It was like a plate, and it had two ears, but it was like two other.
I was saying like if like threw a frisbee, but instead it was like your Zoo Pal plate, and you like tossed it over. Like
somebody on TikTok was like, "Can somebody make these back, but like make them like cool, like ceramic, like nice,
like hard plastic,
like, but the Zoo Pals
ones."
Yeah,
he's putting it in for me because I have no idea what you guys know. Oh. Oh, they're like the birthday plates.
Yeah.
Little kid birthday plates.
They got the ears for...
Yeah, but frisbee. Why? You're saying it was a frisbee?
No,
I'm saying he threw a frisbee.
We're saying if you invented that
Okay, sorry.
Just to get it out there.
Those were fucking cute. I remember a slab of cake and a little bit of ice cream on those plates. I remember that.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full,
owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Didn't you just have a tennis lesson?
Yes, I
did. How did that go?
So I'm trying to find a hobby. I'm doing a lot of nothing lately, and it's just like it's good for like mentally just to be like doing something other than just like being in the house because it's fucking depressing. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna take some tennis lessons because it's right down the street. I see it all the time. I'm like, I'm gonna try out tennis because I'm like, I like ping pong, you know. So I'm gonna try
giant ping pong.
So yeah. I went, I remember the first thing I said when I met my instructor, I was like, hey, how are you doing? He's like, good, good. And we started walking, he starts like talking about like, just like just introduction about tennis. And I was like, hey, just want to let you know, I'm just so happy to be here. I feel like I'm escaping. He's like, okay.
All right. Oh. Listen, I'm not your therapist. We're about to play some tennis.
Oh,
I just feel like I'm escaping. Like, all right, let's do this quick.
You don't have to suck up to him. You're paying him.
No. Zane, you. Never
mind. I'm not sucking up to him. I was just speaking my mind. I was just like really excited to be here.
Am so thankful for you being here today. Yeah, you paid me $100.
Oh no! I wasn't saying I'm so thankful for you. I was like, I'm just so excited to be here.
Zane, but you do that sometimes. Wait, but I don't want to make it seem like I'm trying to make you feel like self-conscious.
It's okay, you are.
But
keep
Zane,
going.
And he's like in like a kind of a good rush mode. He'll just let you know.
Yeah,
he'll just kind of start running his mouth, not like in like a bad way.
Okay, you don't have to apologize.
Okay, Zane.
Apologize. You just ruined me.
I can just see that like happening. You like said that, and the guy was like,
"It was like really quick. It was just like a sentence I made, and then we just kept going." But yeah, we did it. I got good quickly.
Yeah,
I got pretty good quickly, and then after my elbow was fucking killing
tennis
me.
Elbow.
Yeah, and then
you broke your elbow.
Yeah, so I went home and I worked out, and I was like, my elbow's fucking killing me. This really hurts, and I was telling my trainer about it, and he's like, "Oh, Zane, I wish you told me you can't do that." I was like, "Do what?" He's like,
"The one thing Zane
you can't
to
like
try.
You can't play tennis, especially after you dislocated your elbow.
Yeah,
you're gonna get
rotating
tennis
like
elbow."
Yeah.
I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? I finally found something
that
I actually want to try out and do and be committed to." And I just now I got shut down. I'm like, "Well, fuck. What am I gonna do?"
Can't
now?
Say
bowling.
You didn't try.
Bowling.
It's the same thing.
What can you do, Zane?
Hacky sack.
Oh, that's fun.
I
want to do that. The shuttlecock, the Japanese one where like those people have the hacky sack that looks like a birdie of badminton. You know what I'm talking about?
Or they do soccer volleyball, which is sick.
Just feet?
Dude, they'll like tap it, bump set, and the guy will come up, flip backwards, and spike it down over the net. Dude, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Is the net the same height as volleyball?
It's a little bit shorter.
Wow, I never even heard of that.
Dude, it's
I didn't
sick.
Know it was a thing. I thought that was just like something that volleyball players did as a tricks. Like, oh, look, I'm going to kick it. Like,
they're
I didn't think it was
no,
like a thing.
No, like no. They
no not in a game. Like, just
do
like
you have
playing.
To have a different ball or is it still a soccer ball?
It seemed a little bit smaller. Like, I've seen a lot of videos.
That's so weird that they could just come up with new sports.
I feel like you and me would be really good at the Japanese.
Should we get one?
Yeah, they're like $10 on Amazon.
We should get one. That's kind of fun.
I like how confident you were. I feel
hacky
like you are going to be
so
good.
Well, I think I could trust Mariah. Mariah would definitely hit it every time.
We should try to double
I was in the hacky sack circle at lunch, so.
Oh, I remember the little hacky sack group.
That's
at lunch.
Yeah. You know the stoners used to like play hacky sack at lunch in the corner? You know what I'm talking about.
There's an urban legend at my high school about all the hacky sack kids in the theater classroom.
Yeah,
which
theater.
Had the exposed, but they had like the exposed ceiling where the vents would like just completely go over the classroom. Like, there wasn't those, like, foam tiles. Like, everything was exposed.
Yeah.
And the kids would play hacky sack, the stoners, and the hacky sack sometimes would get on top of the vent, and they would just be there forever. But apparently there's this urban legend that one time someone had a huge bag of weed and like the teacher came in or whatever and they threw it up on there and the bag of of weed is still on top of the vent along with all the hacky sacks.
When do you
smell
it? It's
literally like, you ever seen Blue Streak?
With Martin Lawrence? No, I always see it at Target. I always see it at Target like for sale like, for $2. Sorry.
Damn, no, I was just saying, it's fun, like how they had like hid the weed, hid the diamond up there.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had to like come back for it.
What movie is that?
Blue Streak.
Blue Streak with Martin Lawrence?
So fucking good.
Okay, back to what we're talking about. Your hobby. Sorry.
Oh, that was pretty much it. So I have to find something new now.
That's it. Like, you're done.
What can we see him doing?
Yeah, it's because I mean, he's right. I should not be like fucking with my elbow like that because it hurts. It's dude, I can't do shit with my left hand.
Take a dance class.
Watercolor.
Mariah, good idea. Sorry about that, guys. Oh my god, it's my trainer. That's so crazy.
He's trying to find something to burn calories and like work out and have a hobby.
Yeah, I want to keep moving.
When you did that one TikTok where you were like, you made an amazing illustration though.
That wasn't amazing. I was copying. Oh, Matt, you know what I did? That wasn't like, I didn't come up with that on my own. I was matching another person that, but that idea was originally mine, but like I was just copying somebody else's drawing that they're like, this guy just drew on TikToks and I was just copying the drawing.
It looks really good though.
That was because I was copying the actual artist.
But you look freehand.
Why don't you try golf?
I don't enjoy it as much as you guys do.
When are you going to ask me to come?
When are you going to ask
me to
do it?
Dude, I fucking asked you the other day. Don't lie.
A few weeks ago, and it was a bad time. You've been golfing the past 3 days. Zero invite.
Oh, I thought you're waiting to do guests like later. I didn't think you're doing guests now.
Or just to golf in general.
Fun. I would love just to
go. What are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, for fun. Yeah, I'll go for tomorrow? Fun. You guys go too fucking early, too. I can't do that.
Well, I kind of don't want to do it tomorrow.
You guys went
tell me it like 4 days in advance.
All right.
Matt loves Fridays.
Like, you went at 4 a.m. the other day.
Yeah, I did.
That's fucking nuts. And we were out till like 1 a.m. How do you guys do it?
That's rough. When you live that golf life, you know, you kind of got to make some sacrifices.
Todd was
and
fucking
really,
hammered, too.
You know, he was still hammered the next morning.
I don't mind it. I could get some cleaning done. Get the hell out.
Let him go.
Mariah loves
have
that
fun.
Shit.
Babe, enjoy it. Why don't you play 2 rounds? 36.
It's crazy how long those rounds are for golf. Yeah, you guys are out there. Like, if you're like, oh, let's play 2 games. Oh, Teet's gone for 8 hours.
Yeah,
for
minimum.
Sure. Minimum.
Then they got to go eat.
That's a good hobby. I mean, you find a hobby that's fucking time consuming.
Do you
that's
drink
nice.
Every time?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
You drink every time you golf?
Yeah, pretty much.
You see, that's why I can't go golfing with you guys, because I can't drink all the time. Like,
well,
that.
You know, you hang out with your boys, get a little bit of cardio, do some walking, and then just drink and have fun.
You get no exercise in golfing.
Oh my god! Yes, you do.
You
do,
don't get any fucking.
You do, but the drinking doesn't like.
And then,
dude, you're driving in a fucking golf court half the time. You get out and you swing.
Or you can carry your bag.
Okay,
I gotta show you my brother's girlfriend's swing. First time ever even at a driving
Have you
range.
Seen Mariah's?
I bet it's just as good. I mean, you're so coordinated, I'm not surprised.
You. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No.
We only post it 8 times a week.
I've never seen you swing.
No.
You post it on your stories?
She's got a good swing.
Man, mean a thing if you ain't got that
That's
swing.
Swing.
Golf's the best, dude.
Tennis is the best.
Not for you.
One lesson.
Should I keep doing it if my elbow's like not liking it or...
No.
Okay. Why don't you do like
I'm serious? Take a dance class.
I mean, if I'm going to do something that I know I can get good at it quick, it would probably be dancing because
it's a good cardio
workout.
Why not
take a beginner class? They're fun.
Or you should do the ones where you're like on the ropes.
They're silk. Everybody sets up.
Zane just there like
sheets.
Ribbons.
They're
what do you call
silks.
It?
Aerial silks.
That's what you need to do. Zane on an
I'll
aerial
do that.
Silk. Just like
I'm too heavy for that shit. I'll rip it.
No, you're good.
It looks scary.
It's painful. It hurts because it's gripping. Like you come out with bruises on your feet and on your thighs. It's really like strenuous.
What, from the silk?
Mm-hmm.
Learn to juggle. Can you?
Okay,
juggle?
I'm gonna try out dancing.
He and I learned
I can't.
How to juggle a few months ago.
We learned.
He's
I
really good
you
at
can
it.
Juggle.
I'm not good at it.
Toss
but
me
I
three white claws.
Okay.
No. Not
I got
no.
This.
He's only done balls.
Mariah, would you support me if I did Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, I would go with you.
Let me show you what we do.
Oh,
here.
Dance with the Stars.
Would you be my partner?
No, I'm not a professional ballroom dancer.
Oh.
You're not fucking dancing with
my. It's all. You're not dancing with my fucking girlfriend.
Okay. It's all right. For the people listening, Keith now has three lemon white claws in his hand.
Getting people to watch the video.
It is
guys,
going to juggle it. Bullshit. This There's no way.
That glass table is going to shatter. I can
feel
it.
Yeah, it's going to.
No, with the. Get out of here!
Whoa! Oh my god, the TV!
Oh, shit.
That's my monitor.
I started leaning.
That
got
was
scared.
Really good.
That was.
Yeah, that was good. Bubba.
Here we go. Let me do one more.
I was going to drink it. Okay.
That was good. Well, don't open it right away.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm. All right, ready?
Go.
Oh, shit. All right.
Wait.
Sorry.
You did it once.
You did so good.
Come on. Whoa!
Oh, shit.
All right, that's good.
Last one.
Last one.
I just want to do it because it's fun. They're too big. I can't do it. All right. Anyways, here.
Dude, you can't do it anymore. You're too big.
Wait, okay. Do the hack. After all of that, will they still work?
Do the...
Hold on. Wait. Wait. No. You're still shaking it up more? Wait. Oh, okay.
All right. Ready? So you do this? No. You get both hands.
Do you?
And then down it.
It's so weird that you just asked about juggling. One. I just posted this
on Facebook. Two. And what? Then
he was here?
Yeah.
Wait, that's shut it. Up.
Whoa!
Oh shit.
All right, let's
my fucking ass.
Okay. Okay, I did it. Let's just see.
It's better than
That's pretty good. It's better than it would have been. That was
fucking,
good.
Hold on.
Wait, Maggie's dad was here?
Yeah, the Thurmans came over.
Why didn't y'all let me know?
He taught us how to unicycle too.
Oh, hold on. Who are the Thurmans?
Devin, get the unicycle.
Oh, yeah. I saw the stories. Who are the Thurmans?
It was a whole day. We got to have them on the podcast.
Dude, they are so cool.
They're a family on TikTok. It's my friend Maggie and her dad. And her dad was like in the circus and he like learned how to do all these cool things. Like their house is insane.
You've
they have
never
all this
seen his TikToks?
Stuff.
He's like that real good looking just
dad.
He looks like Steve Carell.
Yeah.
He's so considerate with his kid and the way he talks to them.
He's a motivational speaker now. But he like taught his kids how to juggle and they're very like musically inclined and they can dance. They're very talented kids and I love them. I just love what they're all about and what they stand for. And we follow each other on TikTok. We became like friends online. And then they were in LA. So they were like, let's hang out. So I was like, oh, come over. So the parents came over with Maggie. And we had a whole day of learning how to juggle, unicycle, balance chairs on our faces.
Yeah, where the fuck was
our
invite?
It was really fun. We didn't know you guys knew them.
You know, I love to put chairs on my mouth and balance.
No, you like to fall your face into a chair.
Oh, into the
chair. It could have been your thing.
Wow.
They'll come back,
that's
though.
Really cool.
What if I just joined the circus?
Didn't they used to do stuff like where she could like get out of something if she could juggle for however long?
Yeah, so
long
the way she was raised, I wish we can have them on. Like, it's so interesting.
Her dad made like challenges. Like, if you can like unicycle and juggle at the same time, then you're allowed to get this. So she would like practice it and like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
they
pretty cool.
So cool. Yeah.
Just to
like
learn a skill
family.
In order to get something.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of discipline.
Yeah, it's really
cool.
Or I
think it was juggling 100 times or something like that.
Yeah.
And then she can get something, get
I
rewarded.
I want to juggle.
It's pretty easy. I think you'd be good at it.
Or she gets grounded. She has to do like 200 juggles. You know, she has to do like 100 more.
I bet.
I like that. It's fun
it's
discipline.
Cool.
They're like
it's
the
cool.
coolest.
Fun
jump down and give me 100 juggles.
That didn't sound
I'd rather
right.
Would I have a military dad or a circus dad?
Ooh, yeah. Circus.
I would love to try out the circus for like a few months. That'd
Dude,
be fun.
Dude, I did the acrobatics school on Santa Monica Pier.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, trapeze.
So on the pier,
yes,
they have the whole
trapeze thing.
And you can like sign up for it and like anybody can do it. And they have the like the swinging rope kind of like.
Yeah, it was on Sex and the City.
Was it really?
Is it
one
hard?
Episode.
You watch Sex and the City?
Yeah, I watch a couple
That
episodes.
One I did. But yeah, so you could like, they have it to where you like swing and then you like let go and like do a flip and then land. And then like you swing and then like go to the other thing, grab it with your knees, let go, and then they grab your hands.
Yeah, did you do the one where they grab you? Like you go backwards and you grab your hands?
Oh, hold on. They do that with you?
Yes. It is so cool.
I did trapeze lessons instead of having like a sweet 16 party. My mom was like, you can have one or the other. And I was like, trapeze.
Oh, yeah.
Is it hard?
Really cool.
Have you tried it?
It's just all about timing.
You tried
like
the trapeze where they
hold
you?
Yeah, I just said. That whole thing, like, that was me doing it.
Zane, I feel like you would be really good in trapeze.
It's really fun.
I feel like you'd have a good wave. Like,
as with one hand, just.
Well, it's
with the knee up.
Like the guy that like does it with you, like, well, that I had, he was like super ripped. He was just like this cool, like fucking like boss dude that like owns this shit. And then like you have to like commit and like let go. Like you like find his hand behind you and like he'll grab you and
that's
then you let go.
Fucking not. I feel like I'd get like vertigo just trying to fucking
dude,
grab.
It's
that's crazy.
It's just all about timing. I feel like almost anybody can do it.
It's really
they,
cool.
They,
should
like,
we do it next weekend?
It perfectly. It's really fun.
We should as a group. Trust building.
That'd be fun.
Oh, it's like a workshop.
I'd do it. I'll do it.
That'd be really fun.
Patreon.
There we go. Sign up to watch us do trapeze.
Naked. Live.
Naked live. Naked. One live stream a month. Just.
Did you know Forrest Gump was filmed on that pier?
Was it really?
Hold on.
Santa Monica Pier.
Well, there's the... There's gumbo the, shrimp.
Right. But I've it never was filmed. That's where he ran.
That,
to the
that's
end
where
of the
Bubba
pier.
Gump is that they do it? That one?
Or Bubba Gump. Sorry. Yeah, when Bubba I say Gump, gumbo yeah. shrimp.
Gumbo shrimp. Gumbo shrimp.
Oh, wait. Well, wait. He goes to the end of the Santa Monica Pier?
Mm-hmm. Right?
You know how
Am
many,
I wrong?
You know how many other movies are filmed at the Santa Monica Pier?
Well, I was transitioning to my Forrest Gump story.
Oh. Okay.
Fucking
good.
Idiot.
I thought you're that was your moron. Forrest Gump story.
Yeah, that was the big
I was
story.
Like, I was like, that. You realize Forrest Gump was filmed on the Santa Monica Pier? Wow.
I could be wrong, but I'm trying to transition as best as possible.
Oh, wait, no way. Oh, that's right, that one scene.
Mariah, keep that in.
Yeah, it's funny.
I love Matt's like little like jolt where he's
oh,
like,
no way.
And me, like thinking that you're cutting right to this point. So he's just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that's all going
Mariah
in.
Keeps it all in.
It's perfect. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Silly.
Oh, there's a house in our neighborhood that just got.
Wait, no. The Forrest okay.
yes,
Gump.
No, oh, I thought.
No,
did we not finish that already?
I like
no, that wasn't
Gump.
It.
Okay, so you know the bench that he sits on in Savannah, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
where the box of chocolate, life's like right. a box of chocolates.
Well, that's
so,
not what he says. He doesn't say life is like a box of chocolates.
What does he say, Matt?
It's a Mandela effect.
It's a Mandela. Ow!
Oh, that was your bad wrist.
No. Hold on, my that just that hurt.
Oh, sorry.
This is a golf ball.
I was
hey,
just
whoa,
hit
give
you.
Me that. Where'd that come from?
I said, stop ruining Mariah's story.
Sorry. Yeah, also,
jackass.
Mariah, people have been commenting Matt needs to shut up. Like people have been. Thank you, Zane. People have been commenting that Matt needs to shut up. This isn't his show. If you feel like I'm talking too much, just cut me out.
I do.
Matt,
no, it's
shut
okay.
up.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's good. No, you're.
Well, oh my god. Okay, give me the golf ball.
Matt, we're not saying
now
your stories are not interesting. They really
now
are.
Right. Now nobody gets the golf ball. Okay. So,
fuck off.
Forrest Gump, the scene with the bench was filmed in Savannah, Georgia, and that bench wasn't there. They made the bench for the movie. They put it there. They as soon as they were done with the scene and filming, they took the bench away because they didn't want it to be a tourist trap, right? You can speak. Like, now I feel
Matt,
like an idiot.
Matt has a muzzle. He has a fucking muzzle.
He's like, this is all wrong. This is all wrong.
Everyone's like, my favorite segment was from here to here, but Matt was like.
I don't know. Something about
don't
this timestamp to this timestamp was
it just
really...
hit different.
All right. So.
Come on.
So they took the bench away so it wouldn't be a tourist trap. They didn't want to do that to the city. Now. Apparently, the bench is in a Savannah, Georgia museum, and they're saying that it's the bench from the movie. However, Paramount, that does the tours here in LA, they claim they have the real bench where they do the tours.
Mm. So they're both
saying. We don't know which bench is the real
somebody,
one from the movie.
Somebody's lying. I bet it's Paramount isn't lying.
You think so?
I think that well, this is the bench from Forrest Gump. She made that up one day on a tour, and everyone was like, really? And she's like, business.
Now she's
got to
stick with it. The whole
business.
100%.
She was like, business is booming.
Like, they were like, what about this bench? She goes, good question. That's the one from Forrest Gump.
No, Hollywood is lying. I tell you, Hollywood lies.
They're lying.
Yeah, they're
reaching for it. Just made that shit
that's
up.
Crazy.
That's so crazy.
Where's the bench?
Does
Where's
Paramount say anything?
Are they identical benches?
Yes. Yeah. The one's a replica. One's an exact replica. Like, who made the replica and set? Like,
who made the bench?
Paramount.
Who made? Where's your visor?
Paramount would have no business lying. You know what I mean? Like, they're Paramount. They.
Well, they're trying to get tourism. Trying to get
I'm gonna
go
look
to the
that.
Tour.
I'm gonna look
there's
it up.
So much shit you can see at Paramount. Who really gives a shit about the Forrest Gump bench? This place at Savannah really does. Like, You know what I mean? Like,
they have more to lose. Ooh,
you got to look into this, Matt. I'm sure there's a Reddit thing about it. Where is the real Forrest Gump bench?
This has been
good. I was trying to come up with just, like, a funny situation. Like the battle of these two museums trying to
yeah,
both prove that they have the fucking bench.
There's, like, a press meeting. Imagine a nationwide debate where you can watch it on TV and it's Paramount.
I want to watch that debate. That's the debate I want to watch. Imagine just like the just press and just like the lady for the museum going up and it's her turn to speak. She's like, this is why I think I have.
Like, you know how we pay to watch the fights happen? Yeah, pay to watch the debate of the Forrest Gump bench.
100%.
I got jury duty recently, and I pray that is my case that I'm on. Yeah. Is the Forrest.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Juries, I think the whole process of picking people for a jury is, like, really strange to me, because I feel like there should be just a giant group of people that, like,
who
study,
are qualified.
Study that study to
I'm
be
the
a
last
good
person
jury.
That's
you know,
the
like
wow.
They study
you're judged,
what's right,
you're judged
what's wrong.
By your peers.
There's bias in that, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I'm not educated in the law.
What about a person that doesn't know anything, like, that's, like, sitting there and they're just like, okay, I think this person, and they have no idea. Because
they,
like,
have to have, like, an unbiased position from the members of the community.
Yeah.
I mean,
is
we're
jury
going
duty
this,
only
but.
For, like, smaller cases, or can it be, like, an insane,
anything.
Like,
it could be
it
anything.
Could be anything. I mean,
what if you're
away
for, like,
in the world.
A year because of jury duty? Like, yeah.
If I had,
like, Scranton Strangler.
If I had a serious 9-to-5 job, though, I would be like, yeah, I want to do jury duty.
Yeah.
Like, the people that got on the O.J. Simpson case, it was just completely random. Yeah. And they were stuck there for such a long time. Just
you know
trial
like, you know
after
they,
trial.
Like,
but what was that jury
room?
Like? Because they were like, I don't think he did it. Do y'all think he didn't do it?
And yeah,
like,
it was.
You know,
can
you know what
you
I would
find
do?
The witness?
I would have, like, you know how they, like, deliberate in the room and they all, like,
yeah,
do their thing? Just be like, yo, hey, I don't want to go back to work. You don't either? Cool.
Ugh.
All right, so
let's
you guys,
split it half and half.
Yeah, so we'll just keep this bitch going. We're not gonna come to a, like, because
you get paid, right?
Like, yeah,
they record all of that. There's no way that's happening.
No, there's no.
I can see that happening.
What, they're recording in every room.
I would.
I think it's private.
I'd be tapping Zane under the table.
Oh yeah, because they pick us on the same fucking chair.
Zane would just be like, what are you saying? I'll just say what you're saying.
He's looking at other people.
Some celebrities show up for jury duty. Like, Oprah showed up for jury duty. Like,
oh,
she was
wow.
just
can
one of the
can you imagine if Oprah was in your jury? You're like,
oh my God. I could not focus.
You're like, Oprah, I love you. You didn't do this. I did not do this.
You catch a case. You catch a case. You catch a case.
Everybody look under your seats, everybody.
Everybody gets a case. Shit.
You get 5 years. You get 3 years. You get 10 years.
I get the cast of Game of Thrones as my jurors.
That would be cool.
That would be great. My dream.
They pick a show cast based on, like, your crime.
Why are you yawning?
Because
I'm tired.
Bored.
You're
Could
bored.
You imagine?
Oh, what was that thing you were going to say?
Right.
So, guys, remember the house in our neighborhood? We drive by all the time. Remember it was, like, it was under construction for, like, a long time, for, like, a...
Yes.
Was it, like, a year or a...
I feel like they did it all in 6 months.
Okay.
To be honest.
So, I drove by one day, and they're like, I don't know how the fuck I stopped, or we just ended up stopping, and we're looking at the house, and the guy comes over, he's like, hey, I'm like, hey, how are you doing? He's like, hey, we're renovating this house for a YouTube show. We're like, oh cool.
Shit.
He's like, what do you do? I'm like, I do YouTube too. I used to do YouTube too.
good.
And he goes, oh yeah, what's your name? And I tell him my name. I was like, what's your channel? And he says the channel. And he's like, yeah, we'll be done in, like, a few months. I was like, can't wait to see it. And then it just got done. Like, we got a thing.
I saw a for sale sign on it.
Yeah, and they sent flyers to our house, and they were like, hey, we want to do a neighborhood showing. So
right.
If you guys are members of the neighborhood, thank you so much for being so cooperative with us renovating the house, but you guys can come see it. And
we went to see it. And
how was it?
The kitchen and living room was well done. Beautiful. Like, it was, the house wasn't as big, because it was, like,
it's a small house.
It was a small house. But the way they did it was, like, beautifully done. I love the kitchen reminded me of, like, Italy for some reason. It just felt nice. It was really bright in there. The windows in every room, they really took advantage of, like, the view. They're, like, windows in every room. You see the view from every room. It's nice. And I was there, and the guy, of course, Matt, fucking everybody knows who Matt is. Everybody recognizes Matt. The realtor is like, oh my God. You're in his class or something?
No, like, he knows Greg Barrett. And we met at a birthday party, and he went to high school with Greg Barrett. Yeah. Small world.
He was like, Matt? He was like,
we met at a birthday party. And I was like, awesome.
No. And he asked me what house I had, and I told him the house. And he's like, oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, no, I know your house. The people that used to live in your house were these, like, two Russians who were so – because they were – I guess they were involved in, like, sketchy shit, and they were – paranoid, so they built a bunker in my backyard.
What?
Yeah,
there's a bunker in your backyard.
No, it's not that. No, it's not there. But like,
it's filled in.
It's filled in right now with cement. But I was so pissed. I'm like, why the fuck would they fill it in? Like, I wish I had a bunker in my backyard.
Because it's hard to sell a house with a bunker.
So they had to get out of there.
I would buy that shit.
Wait, so why they have to get out of there? They were just up to no good.
He didn't know. He didn't know the rest.
Wait,
but
that's pretty cool that you got.
Wait, where was the bunker?
So you know where the pool equipment is?
Yeah.
There's that separate ledge on top of it. There used to be also a hot tub there where they had steps that would go up to where the hot tub is. But that whole area where they cemented over the ledge, you can go see it in this area. They filled it in.
Did they close it or is it all filled in? Because you could break that shit.
Wall, but when you look down.
Oh, good idea.
You could bust.
There's no way they just filled it up with cement.
Yeah, they didn't fill the entire bunker with cement. There's no way. They probably just closed
the
door.
So we want to spend the money to drill it?
Yes!
No, I'm renovating my backyard. I'll just have them smash it in and we can see it.
I will go out with a pickaxe and find a bunker.
Ooh! Yeah, baby.
Some Russian gold.
No, I'm honestly so...
Yeah, like, honestly.
Zane reached back and was like, oh my
imagine,
God.
Imagine we find something in there.
Because they got out of there quick.
We find both of them? Oh my God, that'd be fucking scary.
No, can we do that tonight? Like, I really want to smash
you
wanna
it
You
want to do open. That tonight? I don't want to do it at night. That's scary. Let's do it in the morning.
But I feel like I could see, like, pipes or, like, pipes where they had been, like,
breathing pipes.
Yeah, exactly. Ventilation.
Didn't he say that there was, like, a wine cellar up there and shit? Like, on the hill... There was shit up there.
Where the hell is
and
that
I was like,
now?
I was like, do you have the pictures for this? Because he's like, well, I mean, if you look online, there's a picture of the house. I'm like, yeah, I can see the outside of the house.
The
I want to see what the inside and the backyard look like. He's like, I don't think there's any pictures. I'm like, I wish I had pictures.
I wish we could say the address. Because does anybody house, know this house?
The way my house is built and the way it's structured, it's so very weird. Strange. And
it's
like,
so weird.
I can't even imagine what it looked like before it was renovated. Like, how the fuck did they set this house up? Because back then, houses weren't just a long room. That didn't exist, right?
No, they cut. Yeah,
they would cut it up like into different sections. So I just wonder what that looked like in that
we're
long.
We're getting in that bunker.
Heath really wants to get in that bunker.
100%.
Do you want it? You want to sledge? There. You want
to
sledge
do
it down
tonight?
Do we need to do some like radar?
Oh yeah,
radar detection though to see like what's
like
underneath.
Who the fuck do you know that has radar detection to get it?
I listen to a lot of murder podcasts. Okay, I know how they sense out if there are foreign objects underground.
Yeah, what if there's something
dangerous?
You think
it's a bomb?
Like a booby trap?
Of cause. If it's seriously filled up with cement the entire thing, then what's the point?
I don't think it is.
You hire a radar detection person.
Or you drill next to it a little further away and see if you hit anything coming in sideways. I don't know.
My backyard looks like shit right now, so I might as well just fucking do it. Have a little fun.
Demolition.
My backyard looks like a jungle. I actually plan on taking a picture of it.
There's a weed as tall as me.
Yeah, it's crazy. Have you seen it?
The tall
weed? Looks like a jungle in my backyard, yeah. Because I'm renovating it, but like it's like I'm renovating in like a month, so I'm just like, oh, I'm not gonna like worry about this now. I'm like, this is gonna be like a fucking construction site in a month, so why worry about it?
Oh, Zane, speaking of your backyard, I think hyenas have been eating at the workout station.
We have hyenas here?
Oh, I know. I haven't touched that workout station.
Wait, why hyenas?
So
wait,
he has hyenas? Like this workout area that hasn't been used, and he has those like foam puzzle piece kind of mats in the area. I went out there. One was like tossed over to the side and had just been chewed on. We don't have a dog.
There's hyenas all over the hills.
Coyotes.
As soon as that came out of my mouth, it didn't sound
no,
right.
No, I know.
Coyotes.
They howl like hyenas.
You know they kill dogs all the time, like pet dogs. It's sad.
Oh yeah,
we
but
had
I think
a
one's
coyote
in the
backyard too. We
were oh, you saw? Did you see one?
Yeah, we were walking like at night to go watch TV.
It's when we were away for like 2 weeks. It must have made itself at home. But how the hell did he get in?
Like hop from where?
I don't know. Because our whole house is like gated and like closed. You can't like.
It's very closed off.
Apparently, they can jump really high. That was what somebody told me.
Imagine you're just chilling out there and it just.
Well, they jump in one backyard and there's a dog and they're like, whoa, 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 got to get out of here. And then they're in another one.
It's crazy.
Mm.
Ooh.
pretty cool.
Life of a hyena. Yeah,
coyote.
Interesting.
Hyenas are weird, though.
What's a hyena again? Are the hyenas are the hyenas the ones in Lion King?
Yeah.
They're the Nazis.
They're like slant backed.
Be prepared.
Is that one of the hyena songs?
Isn't that it?
I don't know.
They're like Scar is like a little henchman.
Scar was a badass motherfucker, man.
He was a bad guy.
But he was a badass motherfucker. With that scar, he looked cool.
He let Mufasa off the cliff.
He pushed.
Did you see the clip of him like sucking on a bone? And it was like apparently supposed to be the Mufasa. What's the other one? What's a good line?
Mufasa.
Oh, that's his name? Yeah.
Simba's Mufasa's son.
Right.
Okay, Mufasa. He was like licking Mufasa's bones because lions eat other lions.
Oh my, I just got chills.
Yeah. Sunburn. There's like a scene after his death where he's like sitting there like just celebrating the death, and he's like licking lion bones.
Shit. Do lions eat other lions?
That's what I read. But weren't
they were brothers.
Exactly. Scar's fucked up.
Huh.
Like when lion like that's what I read or saw.
Do you remember like all those like weird hidden Disney things that
the penis and the
penis castles?
Well, the penis castle and the Little Mermaid VHS when we were younger had a penis, a phallus.
Do you think there's
a phallus tower? But now they changed it after Disney realized it. But if you were born in the 90s and you had a Little Mermaid VHS in the background, the little Atlantis.
Yep, it's a phallus.
A penis.
Do you think they're doing that to be creepy, or they're doing that just as a joke? Like, oh, haha, look what we can do.
A joke, for sure. Inside joke. And then there was also one in The Lion King where, like, Simba's at the top of, like, the rock or whatever at night, and he, like, lies down really fast, and all the leaves go up into the air, and it says sex.
Oh, I remember that one.
But apparently it was also special effects. It was like SFX, people argue.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
I thought the stars spelled out sex.
It's the brush of the leaves and stuff that say it.
Remember what's that movie with the mouses and like the hawk? Like Down Under or something like that.
Great Rescuers Down
Under. Yeah. So I remember there was a scene where it was like really quick. Like they were flying through the buildings. And when you pause it, through a window is like a
topless lady.
It's a topless lady.
That's not what? That's not the Rescuers Down Under. That's the
first. It was
first,
a cartoon.
It's
it was
the
like
first one.
Anime.
It's not Rescuers Down Under. That's the Australian one. It's the first one where they're in the sardine can and they're flying around town.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A topless lady, but like not, like in animation.
Like, why are they doing this? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, did you see Shrek also, Lord Farquaad, when he's like, Mirror, play the role again? And it's like, Princess Fiona telling her whole bio and stuff, and he's like, yes, and he has the martini, and then he looks down at his erection. He's like,
oh,
there was an erection what? In that scene?
Even when I was a kid, I knew that was suggestive, and nobody like believed
me. He actually had an erection in the movie.
No, he's like there in like the velvet sheets, and he like pulls it up and goes, ooh.
He, like, what?
He looks down and grins, and it's like, ooh.
Ew.
What?
Only thing I remember was the where they're like, must be compensating for something. Like when they pull up. Like, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wipe your shoes, wipe your face.
Oh, yeah.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I'm going to piss people off. I don't know if anybody can back me up here, but I am the most... I don't have anything against it. I just never got into it as a kid or anything. I am not a Disney person. At all.
When it comes to movies, Disney World.
Movies, Disney World. I've never been to Disney World. I went when I was 4 or 5 years old. I don't remember it. And then me and my siblings, like my family were not Disney people.
You never liked it as a kid?
Well,
it's not that I didn't like it. I don't think I watched it. Literally as a kid, we watched freaking The Sopranos. We never got into it. I've watched The Lion King, but I don't remember anything about. I don't watch Disney movies as an adult. I don't want to go to Disney World. Like, I have no desire to get into it. And I see people my age, they're like, Disney this, Disney that. And I'm like, I have no interest.
I think that's weird.
There's people that are Disney freaks. Ho that like, are very and obsessed with like Cinderella's castle.
I get so hung up on like, they're so into Disney, it's gross. But then I'm like, let them have it.
Yeah, let them have it. I'm just not that person. Yeah.
It's like, a fantasy.
You know, it's something everybody can enjoy. There's something new that's always coming out. Yeah. And everybody
I like Disney Channel. Like, I loved Hannah Montana, but Disney, like Walt Disney.
Oh, okay. That's what I was confused about.
Oh, no. Loved Hannah Montana. Oh, like, that's a
okay.
Raven.
That's why I was like, what?
But like OG Disney canon, you don't have any big, deep connection
nothing.
With.
That makes sense. I mean, it's like, because it's like a small, it's a small,
for a little girl, though, I'm surprised. Like, you weren't like, oh my God. I love Beauty and the Beast.
No, I don't even know what half of them are about.
Well, think about it, because they promoted it on...
Like, I don't know what Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs... I have no idea what the story is. I don't know any of that.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't really know too much about, like, old... Like, Beauty and the Beast, I have no idea.
Oh, I don't know either. We watched all those movies.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's a town...
Oh, it's a quiet village. Jesus
Christ. Every day, like the one before.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
The reason why kids are so excited because they'd purposely play the commercials for Disney World while we're watching those movies. So they'd play a commercial and like they would show all these kids having fun.
Oh, yeah.
And these us as kids would be like, what is that? And that's why we all wanted to go to Disney World so bad, because they'd promote it all the fucking time on Disney.
I just remember when I went to Disney, the one in Florida. What's Disney World, Disneyland?
Disney World.
Disneyland.
I'm going to get Disney so World's canceled for this. There. My respect for Mariah.
Oh, yeah, right.
But I'm Disney? Being honest. Like, can anybody relate?
For Disney?
And even
she
like.
She goes to Disneyland and people are like.
You're blacklisted.
She goes, she's getting like her fast pass. They're like, oh, fast pass.
I do love seeing.
Rip it up.
I do love seeing the workers, the characters. I admire them. That's so cool that they do that. Like, amazing how it's they fun. Adapt and act and stuff. It's amazing. I love it. I have respect for it, but I'm not interested at all. I just don't
Like,
don't
if
know.
You guys were to say, let's go to Disneyland tomorrow, I'd be like, fuck yeah, let's go. Like, oh, no. Because
I would rather go to Six Flags.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The ghetto.
Six Flags is the best.
No, Six Flags is fucking incredible.
I like
Six
rides.
Flags is insane.
It's
so good.
If I'm going to a park, I want to ride something. I don't want to like.
Okay, calm down. Look, it's just like an experience. I don't know.
Right. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
You want to tell me Splash Mountain is better than X2?
The one at Six Flags?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you're going to have to take your kids to Disney World.
X2 is hell. That's an inferno. That's for demons.
I'd rather go to hell than go to Disney.
Matt, you don't like roller coasters?
I'd like a little tease before the drop. Disney's like, look at this scene. Look at that. You're like, woo wee. And then you drop.
Matt is Splash Mountain, though. Just think about it. Oh, just boring, all of nowhere. Boom!
Jurassic Park. He's Jurassic Park. You do.
Oh, yeah, you're
tour.
Jurassic Park for Ooh, Universal.
I want to do like that. Which one does Universal have? What?
Jurassic Park.
I would love to do that.
The Mummy,
Simpsons. Yes, I would love
Harry
to go
Potter.
There. See, Harry Potter, I don't really care about either.
Have you ever been to Universal?
Nasty, Matt.
Harry
Potter.
Harry Potter.
We should take Mariah to Universal. She hasn't been there.
The Minions ride. Hello.
It's right down the street.
Terminator 4D.
I want to see Whoville.
Oh, they don't have that there.
I think they took
that down. I think they have that in the Disney World in Orlando.
No, if you go on the Universal Lot Tour, you get to go through it.
Well, all right,
so we got to take you to Universal then. They actually have really that fun rides in Universal.
Yeah, yeah, I would love to go there.
Rip Ride, Rockin'
yeah,
Roller Coaster,
I love
whatever.
The Mummy Returns.
I love the Mummy. I have it on VHS.
I thought you were going to help me out with what I was thinking. Oh. Rip Ride, Rockin' Ribbon, Mummy Returns. I love that one.
Oh, because you said it in the 20 words you said it.
I was trying to figure it out.
I don't know what it is. It's like Rip and Ride or some shit like that.
They play like
The Simpsons ride is like.
Oh, take that.
Did you ever play the Simpsons computer game?
The arcade
game. Yes. Oh, yeah.
The one where he's driving the pink convertible.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Like the taxi one? Where you pick people up.
Oh, yes.
No,
yes.
I like the arcade game.
I know what you're talking about, too.
Where you beat people with a skateboard and stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Fun.
That was like the kids' version of Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
So fun.
They're like, yeah, Disney freaks. We've been talking about this shit for the last 20 minutes.
It's all right. We like what we like.
I love amusement. I love amusement parks. So I love riding roller coasters.
I love that every Six Flags has different rides.
Yeah.
So it's a different experience at each one.
When are we going?
Really
Can we
cool.
go?
I bet it's like very like limited and weird. I'd rather go when it's
I'd rather go when it's empty.
No, you don't. Because Heath and I went when it was before the pandemic. We went on a weekday, so like people wouldn't be there. We would just ride every ride without waiting in line. No food was open. Nothing was open. It was just.
But food will be open now, right. though. But
everything's open. It's just it's limited to like a certain percentage.
That's why I liked growing up with Dorney Park because it was like an underrated park, but it was like a Six Flags. The rides. Did I take you there?
No.
I didn't take you there yet. The rides are amazing.
Take me to Dorney
Park. They
have
really cool roller coasters, like Six Flag like level roller coasters, but not a lot of people know about it. It's in the middle of Pennsylvania. Like, who's going to go there? So you never have to wait on lines.
I love that.
You still have the experience. And then you have Six Flags in Jersey, which is fun.
Like riding roller coasters,
Dueling
like
Dragons.
Kennywood.
Do you remember that? Dueling Dragons.
Oh, they shut that shit down.
I
don't know if this is why they shut it down, but I knew this was like something that people were worried about. So there's this roller coaster called Dueling Dragons where it would be two tracks.
And they both go at the same time.
You go like that.
Oh,
and
we call that Speed Racer in the other Six Flags. One's red and blue.
Yeah, red and blue, yeah. Exactly. But there was a point in the roller coaster where, you know, you'd be
separate. They go head to head.
They go head to head, and then they do this into a loop. And there'd be times where people would be able to touch each other's feet.
They
what?
No, that's impossible.
Oh, I've heard so many stories like that.
No,
people
way.
Would try. I remember, like, as soon as it would come up, I would get in my seat and I'd be like this.
Me too.
I'm gonna touch it. I'm gonna get it.
But
no.
In my head was like, oh, they were really tall. The people that were touching feet were really tall.
They like turned it. Like they just changed
what
the name
in
of
the
ride.
Destination.
You were close.
Yeah.
It looked like
That's
you were
bad.
Running into each other the way they
no,
built
they,
that
they,
shit.
Like, they just
Is
changed
like
the name
that?
Into like Harry Potter.
What?
You know what
people, it's all the get the hype.
You know what people should do? People like you get on one, I get on one, and we're like on separate ones, and we toss it. like, hot potato.
That would be cool.
That's cool.
This one where you guys could
yeah.
touch.
Yes.
That's from Bring It On.
Yeah, look. Look how close that is.
Wait, that was in the movie Bring It On, and they recreated it in one of the stunt sequences. Really? They looked at the roller coaster.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
When do they go on a roller coaster and Bring It On?
No, they're at an amusement park, and she just looks over at the amusement park, and she's looking at the ride, and she's like, we can do that in a stunt with humans.
Not Bring It On one at all.
No, I didn't say one. God.
Which one? Bring It On again?
Like the fourth one or fifth one.
Bring It On one more time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's
I'm
okay.
Hey, Mariah, I just want
to... apologize.
I want to apologize for raising my voice. I'm sorry.
You just assume, you know? You just assume.
Just like you could have said, oh, in one of the Bring It On sequels.
There's going to be one time where we're all going to get into it like a fight.
Yeah.
While filming.
Just nasty.
I know. Yes. It's going to happen one day. I feel it.
I'm excited for it.
It's really close.
At the water park Rapids, we used to go for summer camp.
I put tape on my knuckles. And
there was this ride where you put like a, literally like this pad right here, this mat. You would like sit on it and then you would like ride down this little like slide thing and then you end up and then like you drop off the edge into like this pool. But you, on like, I think it was like slide number 4. There was this part where it goes underneath a bridge.
Ooh.
And we would all pull the mats out right before the bridge and then go up back like on our like shoulder blades and like try to like slow ourselves down and like stop.
What about the That's people behind
dangerous.
You?
Oh,
well, we would all like do it in a line. So like one person would go slide it and then they would get stuck underneath the bridge because the lifeguard up top couldn't see that you were like stuck.
You guys are like little trolls.
So we would do it and then one person would get stuck and then like we all knew like the deal. So we would all pull our mats out and then we would get stuck and we would like bunch up underneath this bridge.
Oh my gosh.
And then we would all get together and line up and then we would come down like literally
like a little conga line.
All attached to each other, riding down the rest of it, and then like slide out.
Doesn't the guy working at the top have to look down and like give the thumbs up to somebody?
Yeah, what about just, the like, people behind probably, you
like,
guys?
He disappeared.
Well, you would just like look, and you just like don't see anybody on the slide. Like at the party, you're like, okay, cool. It's
he
good.
Never
it's
came
good
out
to go.
From the other side.
But then, as soon as we would get to the bottom and slide off the edge, we would all land on top of each other, and then there was a lifeguard there, and then we'd all just get kicked out for the day. It was like our like closing thing.
But the last thing.
That's where Austin broke the whole front of his tooth.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Got hit in the face. One of the guys came sliding through. He couldn't get his mat out in time. Whoa. And he was sitting there.
Now
and
he has veneers. He looks great. He's fine.
Yeah. They look amazing.
Yeah.
But came through and just slammed his head into his teeth and just broke the whole fucking
man.
Tooth off. Oh, man.
Like, what did he tell his mom?
He found it in the water.
You know wow. how much floating teeth are in those books?
Stop.
Probably. Stop. That's so crazy. You literally triggered a memory into like my brain. Was it on a pirate ship, this slide?
No,
it was somewhere in Florida. They had this like it was part of a hotel. It was a giant pirate ship, and they had like a slide where we would do that too. We would stop halfway through just like
really?
That. We would get off because you could get off. There's like a, like mulch on the side. You get off, but it's like
a high
pirate ship slide. It's huge. It's crazy. It's like in a water park thing, and we would stop, get off, stop, get off, stop, get off, and then one day my little sister, somebody stopped and they got up and they're ready to get off and they're like, watch out! And my friend turns and my sister is coming through. She didn't get the memo that we were stopping. She was just coming. And then he turns around and her face plows right through his dick. Just boom! So just like that. Just
and you're going quick.
And you're going quick. Oh, it's super fucking fast. But it's so funny that you
That's
said that.
Really funny.
But we would go to this pirate ship every year and we would do the same fucking thing.
We should open up our own theme park.
Ooh, fun. Can I build on a roller coaster tycoon? Can I build a roller coaster?
I would.
Are y'all engineers? Like, I just.
Well, I build it on the roller coaster tycoon thing and then I show that to developers.
The Cremona Dueling Dragons. Just spew
Tahitian vanilla versus
cinnamon French toast.
Sweet butter hazelnut.
House blend and decaf.
Yeah.
The decaf isn't as crazy. Yeah.
That's funny. Good.
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, let's end this, motherfucker.
Matt.
We're making jokes like old, like like fucking 6-year-olds is great.
I love it, though. I love it.
All right, guys, we're going to end this shit. We've been recording
we
for way too long.
Hope you
Whatever
enjoyed
point
it.
We were trying to make.
We're so obnoxious.
Yeah, we're pretty annoying, huh?
We're quirky.
Are we fun? I don't think we're fun.
Am I cut out for this?
Okay, hold on.
I think about
Yo, Mariah, when do
you
want to go?
Think about that?
Am I cut out for this?
When do you want to go to Universal?
As soon as possible.
Okay, cool. We'll go.
I would love to go.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you guys for watching, as always. We got Cremota Coffee. Make sure to check it out in the pods and the coffee grind bags. Mm-hmm.
We also have Unfiltered Podcast Highlights channel at youtube.com/unfilteredhighlights. Make sure to subscribe to that.
If you want
to
see some high drunk episodes, comment below.
Yeah, let us know. Oh, guys, we're being serious about who you want to see as guests. Do like a list. Say a guest, and then people you guys should like. Like
thumbs
do a little
up,
survey on
down.
There. Thumbs down. Yeah, thumbs up. Who you guys want to see? Whoever
tweet
we see the
them.
Most.
Let them know.
Yeah, and tweet at them too.
All right, guys.
All right.
We
sweet
love dreams.
You. Mariah, say bye.
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 Say bye now.
Say bye. Go.
Mariah, tell your friends goodbye.
Bye.
Say bye. Say it nicer.
Bye.
Oh. There you go. Good job.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.